go ahead.
We'll just start with the game overall and the effort tonight.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of success. We were okay in spurts. We got the lead, obviously, which was good. But I think halfway through the game, we were hovering around six shots, which isn't a lot of offense, obviously. And we were in our zone for a large part of the play. So we got the lead, but we were on the defensive even at that time, I would say.
Did you know heading in the third that the other teams had won, or did you bother?
I knew in the third, yeah.
You find out at intermission or during the third?
Right at the start of the third.
When you're sitting on the bench and there's so much scoreboard watching going on, but kind of by everybody else, did you keep an eye out, whether it be throughout the game, as to just what was going on with Ottawa?
Yeah, I mean, same as always, you don't go out of your way, but if it's a stoppage or whatever, and you look, I mean, the ticker's running the whole time, so I mean.
Reflect on the season a little bit. There's a lot of highs in the season. Does it matter at this point?
Oh, everything matters. I think, you know, it's difficult now because we were very close all the way through to today and to getting in. We were in a little bit better position a couple weeks ago, obviously, when we had an opportunity to kind of put the division away. We weren't able to do that. Washington has played as good as anyone the last month and were able to hunt us down. So, you know, we had to figure out a different way to get in, which would have been 7-8, and we weren't able to do it. It doesn't make it any better. We pushed. Group never gave up. We came up a little bit short. If you look at the overall numbers, you know, I think the top eight teams are all going to be in the plus minus differential on the season for goals, and we're going to be just, you know, the next tier of teams, 9, 10, 11 that were minus. So, you know, that and a few other factors, you know, it's hard to argue you don't belong where you belong at 48 games when, you know, the numbers kind of support where you're just a little bit short.
Still nice to see the fan appreciation at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was. Fans obviously don't, you know, when you lose 4-2 and are eliminated all in the same night, it was definitely nice. Yeah, it's hard.
I know ninth isn't good enough, but is it a step forward this year?
I don't know. It's hard to put that, you know, right now after this week. When there's so much at stake, we were, you know, it's 48 game season too, so it's hard to put it all. You know, I think we will, you know, look back a little bit on being hunted. You know, we had a lead in the division that we couldn't hold on to, but at the same time, you know, Washington has played, I don't know what it is. I think it's 13-3 and what, you know, or some rate, you know, some number of that, which it would have took to hunt us down, and they did it. You got to give them a ton of credit because they played their, you know what, off down the stretch, and it's probably the best record going over the last 20 games. So they hunted us down. You got to give them credit.
For you yourself, at this point in your career and as a UFA, does it hurt anymore, or is it the same as every year?
I think as you get older, they hurt a little more, but you know, I wouldn't know how to rate it.
What does team need to do to take the next step on going forward?
That's all. You know, there's. It's not just one thing. It's not. There's plenty of things. You know, there's always things you can do better. I mean, you go off every shift, and you kind of think there's always something you could have done better, different play, whatever. You know, it's not perfect out there. The other team plays too. But you know, when you look at the overall picture, there's some things. The goal differential is the first one that jumps out because you see the teams the top eight are in the plus, you're in the minus. So you know, it's hard to sit there and say, no, we deserve to be in. You know, on that one is one thing, and there's other things. Special teams were a thing where when we won the special teams games, we were pretty successful. I think our winning percentage was up around 600-700, and when we lost, we won very few. And so that's something that when you see how important that turns out to be, something that I think needs to be worked on or, you know, improved on as well. We just didn't get the players didn't get the job done. We were prepared. You know, the penalty kill was really, really good after a terrible start, and power play got off to a better start and didn't have a great finish. So those are things that are on the players as far as just not getting those into the position they need to be in for us to be successful.
You want to be back now?
What?
You want to be back?
You know, I've kept all of that kind of thing between be in the team at this point, and that's how it will remain.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, guys. Thanks.